This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batser. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here. The critical element is survival in space for a long period. That must be solved before the Mars launch, if there is to be a Mars launch. Bob is here to introduce us to a new subject about stem cells and space. Bob, a very good evening to you. Please help me understand what's happened.
Yes. One of the things that we face if we want to go to Mars is that you're going to be in, with present technology, you're going to be in weightlessness for 6 months at least to get there. And all research on numerous space stations, both Russian and American, have shown that after 6 months in space, there are significant physical problems, weightlessness, mostly having to do with muscular strength. You become weak. If you land on Mars, even at one-third gravity, it's going to be questionable whether a person can function. And there won't be a crew from a helicopter there to give you lawn chairs like they do in Russia and in the United States, stretchers. You're going to have to function. This is an unknown. And there's lots of other medical issues that have been found along the way that weightlessness is not necessarily good for. Bone density goes down. Your bones could actually break in a high enough gravity after 6 months in space. Researchers now from the University of California in San Diego have done stem cell research on ISS, ranging from 32 to 45 days. And what they found is that weightlessness appears to age stem cells significantly. They don't function as well. They don't produce the cells you need from numerous things in your life. There's DNA damage they've detected. They have found, and this is consistent with a lot of other studies, that when returned to Earth, the stem cells recovered somewhat, not completely, but appeared to recover. The bottom line is that we need to do some research on not on weightlessness. There's one thing we have done nothing of in space, pretty much nothing, is research the benefits of small gravitational artificial gravity, such as you spin a station at a 10% 10% of G, 1G force. So it's only 10%. But maybe that would be enough to counter all these problems. And 10% would be much easier in terms of engineering to achieve. That's a test we need to do. We need to, with centrifuge, small ones, you could do these tests. With 30% gravity, maybe that would be beneficial. These are the kind of tests we have to do, and we have not done it. And so we're standing here, the first space stations that go to, the first interplanetary ships that go to Mars are either going to have very serious medical problems for the people that go there, or they're going to have to somehow improvise 1G gravity, which technically is very difficult.
Bob, my memory is the earliest I understood space stations, this is the 50s, that it was always to be a rotating wheel. And the explanation to us in, I was grammar school, was that that creates artificial gravity. And then when we get to 2001, which was the 1969 hit for all of us who were geeks about space, it was a spinning space station. Now, that's make-believe, but still, where did it go?
First of all, to put up a station that spins is a technologically engineering challenge. Just getting a space station modules up that function is something we need first to learn how to do. That's first. Secondly, it's been in the government's hands, and the government is not innovative. They build something, they put it up as quickly as they can or as slow as they can. But either way, they don't innovate. So the government has never been interested in experimenting with new ideas. The commercial system they're coming up with, multiple space stations, you're going to see innovation like that very quickly. One of those stations, VAST, their full space station they proposed would be would be imagine a cross of modules, but they rotated to create artificial gravity. That's their plan. And so, yes, this was an idea right from the very beginning. It isn't something you could do first, but it is something you should do second. And we haven't gotten to two yet for the last 75 years. That's the problem.
Is there a reason to believe that it would be more difficult than we can handle as engineering? I mean, we're a lot more...
No, I don't believe that. No. Nothing humans, you know, as what does Arthur Clarke say, you know, if the scientist says it's difficult, it'll take some time. If they say it's impossible, it'll just take a little longer. There's nothing impossible here. It's just a matter of figuring out the engineering, doing some tests, flying some
versions. How about the small experiments that they could do with hamsters or animals? Have they
done that? Yes, this is the thing they have not done very much of. It's really a shame. As far as I know, there has only been one centrifuge launched to do a test like this, and it was on a Salyut station, or maybe Mir, by the Russians, in which they tested plant life on a small rotating disk to see if a small amount of gravity would help. And they found a very small amount of gravity would help. But that's the only that I'm familiar with. There have been a few other experiments done with mice using attachments to their arms and legs to simulate lighter gravity. It's kind of a kludge. It kind of did indicate some benefits, but it doesn't really, it's not a good experiment. You got to go up in space to do it. And we haven't done it. It's absolutely the case. ISS has, they keep, NASA canceled the centrifuge that was going to go on ISS, and they've never done it. And I'm hoping the commercial private stations will do this kind of stuff very quickly for the benefits involved. I guarantee SpaceX will be willing to fund the project, a science experiment to test this kind of stuff.
How could they not have seen 2001? It's a big part of the routine of the space travelers.
What? Can't answer the question. I mean, I can't answer the question. It's government. I mean, you know, they're not innovative.
Well, it wasn't just innovation, Bob. I mean, Kubrick was trying to match the best thinking of the time and the best...
Yes and no. I mean, once again, the concept of the spinning station was a good idea and is a good idea, but building an interplanetary spaceship that is in orbit around the Earth is not something you simply whip together. And technologically, they first had to figure out how to build a station with power and habitability that people can stay on for a long period of time. So I don't criticize them for not doing that first. It's just not fair. Not doing it second and not doing it in the last few decades, that's a criticism we can put on people.
Cygnus, what is Cygnus?
All right, Cygnus is the cargo unmanned freighter that is built by Northrop Grumman. It was launched earlier this week. It was supposed to dock with ISS on Wednesday of this week. It did not. And the reason it did not is during the engine burn adjusting its orbit to rendezvous with ISS, the engine cut off too soon, and it was in the wrong orbit. They spent a day recalculating what to do, and they managed to get it to dock with the station a day late. It turns out the reason is the engines cut off was a software issue. The software sensed that the engine was not quite within tolerances, but it was too conservative a margin. And so it cut the engine off, but the margin was too conservative. So they widened the margin a little bit. It wasn't any risk, and everything worked after that.
Bob, calm down. A court threw out a lawsuit. Calm down. What lawsuit?
After the first Starship Super Heavy launch from Boca Chica, a bunch of activist groups, and they're mostly anti-Musk activist groups from the left, they filed a lawsuit claiming the FAA and SpaceX had not done proper due diligence in terms of the environment and that the launches were going to destroy all the life in the area around Boca Chica, all the wildlife. The court, after 2 years, has thrown it out completely, tossed it. And it tossed it with like a one-sentence toss. Goodbye, you're done. This is an absurd suit. And it is an absurd suit because we have almost three-quarters of a century of empirical data at multiple spaceports in the United States, in Florida and in Vandenberg, that a launch site benefits wildlife. Because it creates a reserve where no development can occur, so wildlife prospers. And that's the case in Florida, and it's the case in Vandenberg. And it will be the case in Boca Chica as well, because SpaceX, as much as its facility, is a big buildup in that particular location, the region around it has got to be kept clear of development because of the rocket launches. And so this is going to be a benefit. And the court realized this and threw it out. It's gone.
Spanish rocket PLD, what's their mission?
All right, so we have a bunch of here startups, rocket companies. PLD is a Spanish rocket startup. It's done a one suborbital test flight successfully. It is building a larger rocket. It's going to launch from French Guiana. Well, less than this past week, they completed a full-scale, full-engine burst test of a prototype of their Miura 5 rocket. Now, it's a prototype. It's not the real thing, but it was with engines and fuel. And they did a burst test to say that the systems work. And so they're moving forward. They're hoping to launch next year. They've already started construction on their launch site down in French Guiana. And so this is a startup that's going to happen. Another startup, Firefly. This has been a company that, of course, did Blue Ghost, landed on the moon successfully. But they also have a rocket called Alpha, and they've launched it a bunch of times with mixed results. They seem to have had problems with the upper stage. So the last launch they did in April, it failed right after stage separation between the first and second stages. Something happened that threw both the first and second stage off, and the upper stage had experienced some damage. It was able to continue firing. They were able to get the payload up, but it wasn't a proper launch, and they just completed their investigation, and what they learned was that they needed more thermal protection for the first and second stages, so when stage separation happens, the engine firing doesn't damage one or the other. And so that's their thing. Then another startup, I saw out of aerospace. This is a German rocket startup. They attempted a launch in March for the first time out of Norway with their Spectrum rocket, and it failed only seconds after launch. They have now figured out what it was, and it was mostly having to do with software and a loss of attitude control. That loss of control, it wasn't going exactly where it should, caused its flight termination system to shut the whole system down, and it crashed in the ocean. They say they're getting ready for our next launch. They haven't said when, but they hope to do it late this year. I'm sorry, they do say late this year, early next year. We'll have to see if that happens, John.
And where were they launching these three companies? PLD, Spain, Firefly?
PLD will launch from French Guiana. Firefly launches has contracts from a number of launches but sites, but so far it's launched mostly from Vandenberg. ISAR launches from Norway's Andua launch spaceport on the coast of Norway.
All right, it's siesta time at the ESA, so I'm sure that they will enjoy the attention we're about to give them when they get back from their nap. The Callisto Hopper, what is that, Bob?
This was a project that Europe proposed in 2015 to duplicate SpaceX's Grasshopper test flights of the first stage of Falcon 9. In 2015, you might remember, that's when SpaceX started to finally successfully, operationally land its first stage of Falcon 9 and start to use it over again. Well, in that year, Europe said, well, we've got an answer to that. So we're going to build Callisto. This is going to be a hopper. We'll test the first stage to figure out how to do the same kind of thing so that our future rockets can be able to do reusability. That was in 2015. Callisto has not launched yet. It's a decade later. They keep delaying it. They gave it $100 million private money. And in the interim of those decades, John, SpaceX has launched and reused first stages something like 300-plus times. It might be more than that. And they still haven't launched this thing. This is basically typical government operation. Nothing gets done. But the money keeps getting funneled out so that jobs exist. Nothing gets built, though.
You're disrespectful to siesta time, Bob. Bob Zimmerman, Space Engineering Behind Us. We're headed to explore. This is CBS Eye on the World. Behind the Black is a website to check the details. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.